The tournament is where Cinderella stories begin, and big wins happen on the biggest stage. With Gambit DC, you could make your Cinderella story a reality. Take advantage of new player bonuses online and in app, or play in person for boosted parlays. You can bet on all 63 games, even if your bracket's busted, and play from the edge of your seat with exciting in-game bets. Make your bets now with Gambit DC.
Terms and conditions apply. Please play responsibly.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Mike Styles, and I'm back with another one. I know it's been a minute, but thanks for taking the time to check me out. And, you know, I hope all is well out there with everyone. And hope everybody's having a, you know, good week. So let me tell you like this, and this is something that I was thinking about the other day. Waiting is self-sabotaging behavior. Now, have you ever felt like you needed or wanted to do something, but then you tell yourself that you need to wait? And if so, I mean, what are you waiting for? I mean, maybe you're waiting for the right time or moment, or, you know, you're waiting for somebody else to come along and show you the way. But here's the thing. Waiting, I think, is dangerous. And I know you're probably scratching your head like, man, how can waiting be dangerous? You know, I thought waiting was, you know, being safe. And I mean, it is, because waiting, I mean, yeah, I guess it can keep you safe and it can help you avoid danger, you know, because you don't want to rush into things, you know. But what I'm saying is that with waiting, I think it's dangerous because it sabotages us. We end up, you know, putting ourselves in this position to where, you know, it makes us comfortable. You know, waiting is comfortable. And I think it gives us the belief that if, you know, we're just patient and we wait long enough, we'll somehow be rewarded with the things that we've hoped for. And that's why I said, you know, it's self-sabotaging behavior, you know, because it makes us sit and hope for things to just fall into place without getting up and doing anything. And I say that waiting is dangerous because one day you're going to wake up and realize that you spent all your time waiting, or just wasting time. You know what I mean? While you're waiting, the clock is still ticking. Time is moving forward. Time doesn't wait. But, you know, we wait and then we get comfortable, way too comfortable. And, you know, sitting around waiting for something magically to just fall into your lap, just, it's not going to happen. But how can we know if we're waiting and getting too comfortable? So one of the first things I thought about, and I just want to kind of throw that out there, is that when was the last time that you felt pain and discomfort? And I'm not just talking about physically, but also mentally. When was the last time you had to deal with having to make the decision to do something that you wanted to do, and it was a challenge, and you knew that it would be a challenge? You see, moments that bring us a little pain and discomfort, I also think it brings growth and strength. You know, these growing pains, I think, you know, come about when we discover new things about ourselves, whether we consider them positive or negative. You know, but see, you know, we can't sit back and just kind of think that everything is going to be easy, and we just try to avoid the pain and discomfort. And I'm not saying that everything that you do or want to do has to be painful or uncomfortable. But what I'm saying is, just don't get caught waiting, and don't, you know, shy away from something because you think it's going to be a challenge, or because it's going to be painful, or because it's going to be uncomfortable. You know what I mean? Now, this next one should be obvious, I guess, but, you know, for a lot of people, it isn't. But you can tell that you're waiting and getting too comfortable when you just let things happen. And what I mean is that you wait to just let things happen versus making things happen. You know, you got to make things happen. And, you know, when we don't make decisions about, you know, what we want to do, and we just kind of sit back and just let things happen and we wait, we end up putting ourselves in a position where somebody else is going to come along and just make that decision for us. And you see, when that happens, you're probably not going to like the decision that's being made for you. Now, I want you to think about when things have changed in your life, because there were changes, and then look at those changes and ask yourself, were those changes that you made for yourself, or were they the result of somebody else's decision? See, we have to be able to kind of say to ourselves that, hey, I'm going to go out here and do this, whatever it is that I want to do with my life, and this is how I'm going to do it. And even if it doesn't work out, and even if you fail at it, at least you will know that it's a decision that you made for yourself, and it's not a decision that somebody else kind of made for you. So don't just go along with, you know, what somebody else kind of brings up and, you know, to you, and don't just go along with it because you don't know what to do or how to do it. You know, stop just waiting and just letting things happen. Start acting. Now, since I spoke about failing, you know, another big sign that you're getting too comfortable and just waiting too much, I think, is because you haven't failed enough. You see, in our society, I think we've allowed the word failure to be viewed in such a negative way. You know, it's often looked at as something to be embarrassed or ashamed of. You see, when we never fail, or when we haven't failed enough, I think it just kind of gets in the way of our progress and learning. And I think that for every success that we achieve, you know, we're going to have to deal with some amount of failure. We're going to have to deal with failure before we reach that mountaintop. And I think it's just natural. It's natural to fail. Plus, I think failure allows us to see what we're truly made of. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just something about it where you fail at your attempt in something, and then you kind of dust yourself off. You learn from it, and then you go at it again. And when you do that, I think it makes the success that you eventually gain more valuable. You know what I mean? It's rare to get it right the first time. But if we're afraid of failing and just waiting, we'll never get to where we want to be. And finally, the reason why you're getting too comfortable and waiting all the time is that you think you've mastered it all. You think that you've mastered every area of your life. And I mean, come on. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, what else are you supposed to be doing when you, I guess, think that you've mastered it all, right? You see, on the surface, man, you know, that shit sounds good, but have you really mastered it all? I don't think that you have. None of us have. But see, when we start to think that we mastered every component of our lives, that's when we start to get comfortable. That's when we start to just wait and just operate on autopilot. You know, shit stops being a challenge when you think you've mastered something. And when it comes to our lives, you know, I don't think that we ever truly become masters, because, you know, there's no playbook to life. But if things aren't challenging anymore because I guess you think that you've mastered them, then maybe it's time to take on a new challenge. You see, you know, I look at it like, you know, where, you know, you got this job that you're going to, and you may have been there like X amount of years doing this one job to the point where you just can't do it, or where you just, you know, can do it in your sleep, and it just kind of seems like you're just floating and just cruising through it. When you first started doing it, you know, you were excited about it. And then, you know, once that honeymoon phase kind of, you know, was over, you start to wonder to yourself, if there's something else that you should be doing or want to be doing. You know, that feeling that we get, you know, is because deep down inside, I think we know that there's still much more for us to learn, and that there are a ton of things that we haven't mastered, or a ton of things that we're not knowledgeable about. But see, when we wait and get too comfortable, we're not going to seek out those things. We're not going to seek out those new challenges because we think that we've mastered pretty much everything. So I think it's best to kind of look at what's next. You know, ask yourself, am I getting too comfortable? Do I need to find a new challenge? And if so, what are you waiting for? And what are you going to do to make it happen? So that's been this week's episode. You know, something that I had on my mind, I wanted to kind of, you know, get it out before I kind of lose it. Been thinking about this a lot lately, but you know, as always, you know, thanks for taking the time to check me out, and thanks for taking the time to, you know, stop by and just have a listen. And you know, until next time, stay safe, take care of each other, take care of yourselves. Peace, y'all.